This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, how do you do? Another day, another dollar, or maybe a half a dollar, depending on your point of view. Jennifer Horn's point
of view. Is it $1.25?
Will be expressed here along with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Babak Jaromi will join us. This month is national, we're getting into May next week, and it's National Stroke Awareness Month. The idea... that the strokes have what killed my father was a stroke, and that's why I wanted to do this, actually. There's all I say this lovingly. People say, how do you decide what you want to do on your program? I said, well, it's pretty much up to me to decide what I want to do on my program. We get a lot of input from Jennifer and Victoria these days. Kara's very helpful. But when it comes down to brass tacks, I have to kind of decide what fits and what doesn't and who comes and who goes. And so in this circumstance, I think that if I can give you information that will help you, this is something that I'm working very hard on myself, not to become a victim of. That's a lousy sentence because it ends with a preposition. I do not want to become a victim of having a stroke. And because you have in your family, a lot of times people look at the DNA, they look at your history, they say, okay, well, the chances are X that this may be a problem for you. So let's see if we can alleviate the problem in a matter of moments with a conversation about it. That's where it all starts anyway. Conversation is king. The President of the United States, speaking of conversation, has intensified the trade dispute with Canada by slapping tariffs of up to 24% on softwood. Okay, so the question, ladies, is what's a softwood? Jennifer's going to snicker.
I've never heard
of snickering. Perfect.
Never heard of softwood.
Oh, yes, right, okay. Do you know
I've never had to work with it, fortunately, but
I've heard of it.
Good God.
That's what I'm saying. It's out of my realm. I mean,
do I do this all by myself, then? Is that the point?
All you, buddy.
That's all me. All right. Softwood.
Doug knows all about it.
Hello!
This segment's sponsored by Cialis.
I don't know if I want to do this now because I'm going to subject myself to ridicule. And I was actually, this thought never entered my mind until I heard Victoria's giggle.
Well, and look, you're the one that actually acknowledged that you have tried three medications for
I tried it all at the same time. About 14, 15 years ago. Okay, so what Jennifer's referring to is one time I decided that I would, just for the heck of it, try taking a Cialis, a Viagra, and a Levitra pill.
What
all
could
the
go
same
wrong?
Yeah, can I advise listeners to not do that at home?
I mean, really, how dumb is that? That's not good.
Okay, thank you very much.
That I love you, but that's dumb.
14, 15 years ago. Well, that was just one of those things. I must have done wonders for my blood pressure. You wouldn't believe how my face got red, and I had this weird tingling feeling.
I don't want to hear it.
First of all, you're lucky that you didn't have a stroke doing that. Going back to strokes, you're lucky that you didn't give yourself one. That's really dangerous.
I don't think we'll start the conversation with Dr. Jaromi.
It's
that
a good
way.
Idea. In fact, let's not start that conversation with anybody that way.
Okay, so can we go back to the softwood conversation in the trade dispute with Canada so that I can just have everybody understand, or is it like lost now forever? I shouldn't
probably
even bring
it up forever, but you know,
or whatever.
Well, there's the president has let the Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, know that there are some things that are being done by the Canadians that we don't like. For example, even if I didn't talk about softwood, there's a, now I'm going to chuckle every time I say that, there's a dispute about milk. The Canadians started a couple of, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, shipping tons of milk into our country across the border. and there was no real fine, no penalty, no tariff. And so the president has said that the reason that farmers are going out of business in America is because of all the cheap milk is being shipped in here from Canada. And to a point, he is correct, because the Canadian farmers, for whatever the reason, seem to be able to do it cheaper. They have government subsidies, and so they get paid X amount, which is more than American farmers, no matter what the value of the milk is. The government subsidizes, so the farmers don't go out of business like we have in this country. You go through upstate New York, for example. Look at all the land that's not being used. Dairy farms, I'm a dairy farmer, and I had to shut my operation down, although we're going to start it up a little bit this year, but not to the extent that it was operating a couple of years ago, because it's crazy what it costs you. You have this, like, giving service, and most of the farmers can't do it. Drive around the country. I was at a farm on Sunday looking at some cows. The barn was falling down. He had a shed that fell down. The place was a wreck because they don't have any money to do anything. The cows weren't bad. They were taken care of well, but everything else was a mess. And that's unfortunately what highlights many of the dairy farms in our country today. And Trump says it's because of cheap milk from Canada. And now he says the same thing about softwood is pine, things that are used to frame houses, to do a lot of the building plywood is made out of it, that kind of stuff. Softwood, we're not talking about maple, we're not talking about any of the hardwoods, cherry, those sorts of things. That's a different, you know, you go to Lumber Liquidator and you can see all the different kinds of woods. But softwood is basically easily timbered and shipped, and it's mostly pine because that's what we use the most of. And so now they're going to put a 20% tariff on all this wood coming in from Canada because we are tired of having the jobs that we have in this country in that area be affected by Canada. And then again,
do we have enough pine here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, yes. And the northern areas of Maine, New England, New York, across the northern climes, yeah, Montana, all kinds of pine. We can do well to take care of ourselves. But then the environmentalists, one of the reasons we went to Canada is because it was easy, because the environmentalists wouldn't hoop and holler about how many trees were being cut down. So there is that. Yes,
wow.
there is that, Victoria.
Yeah.
But it affects, for some reason or other, Canada's more liberal than we are, and they don't seem to be worried about that sort of thing up there for whatever the reason. All right, so food for thought. Thank you for the softwood references. In a moment, we meet Dr. Babak Jaromi, and we focus on strokes and how to prevent them. That's up next here on the DJV Experience.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour now in the DJV Experience. Jennifer and Victoria and I have Dr. Babak Jaromi with us. He's the co-director of the Comprehensive Stroke Center at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. As we gear up for Stroke Awareness Month next month, it's kind of important to know what the signs are, the symptoms of a stroke, to help increase your chances of survival. And so that's why we have Dr. Jaromi here with us. I said I was explaining, I don't know if you heard me a minute or so ago, Dr. Jaromi explained my father died of a stroke. And actually he had four strokes. And the first one occurred when he was 84. We were working one night on my farm and he was driving the truck and I was throwing bales of hay on the truck. And he opened the door and fell out onto the ground and brought him to the hospital, and he'd had a stroke that went away. So, but then there were other complications down the road. He was on medication because he had had in his 50s problems with his heart and whatever that, what is the condition that your heart beats like a bag of worms? Why am I not remembering that?
I suspect you're talking about atrial fibrillation.
Yes, fibrillation. Yeah, exactly, right. So anyway, that thickened his blood. So let's talk about the numbers, first of all. How many people are affected by strokes every year?
Stroke is a surprisingly prevalent condition in the United States. Every year, about 800,000 patients suffer a new stroke. That's one every 40 seconds. So it's not as rare as many folks think. And it's also not necessarily a disease of the elderly. About a third of patients who have strokes are younger than 65. That
could be all right, so you. Of that 800,000, how many people actually pass away because they've had a stroke? It gets it's that severe.
A significant number. Stroke is the number five cause of death in the United States. So one out of every 20 deaths is caused by stroke. That's 130,000 Americans every year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first signs. How do we? I just explained what happened with my father. He just he fell out of the truck. He had two or three other episodes. Lost his speech. Never lost use of his limbs. But what can, is there something you can tell beforehand that would indicate that you're going down a dangerous road?
I think you've pointed out two key aspects. One is the speech difficulty. And so I would ask your listeners to memorize a simple acronym called FAST, F-A-S-T, where F stands for facial droop, A stands for arm weakness, S stands for speech, which is what your dad had, and T stands for time. Time is called 911, because time is of the essence in these circumstances. And the second aspect you mentioned was sometimes you can have a mini stroke that goes away, but that's a warning sign that a bigger one is impending in the future.
Is that what they call a TMJ or not TMJ? What's it called?
TIA, or a transient ischemic attack.
Is that always an indicator of something more serious coming down the pike?
It certainly can be. It represents a brief blockage of one of the pipes, one of the blood vessels supplying the brain. Now, in a TIA, the body's lucky enough to clear it in time so the symptoms fade, but that means there's something wrong that caused that blockage to begin with. So that's a big heads up to go to the emergency department and never brush off symptoms, even if they're minor, if they go away.
You talked about the age factor. Who's actually at risk? More men than women? Is it equal? You talked about the age thing, but is there eating or something you tell by looking at someone that would make you believe this person is at risk for a stroke?
So age is a key factor. As we grow older, the risk of stroke increases. Gender plays a role. Interestingly, it's not men, but women who are at a higher risk of stroke. Every year, 55,000 more women than men will have a stroke and more die of stroke. There are other factors such as race and ethnicity. Family history plays a big role. If your dad, and that's you, had a stroke, your risk of stroke is three times higher.
Yeah, believe me, I'm very careful, conscious of what I eat, what goes on in my body, I think you got to be very conscious of that. So let's say somebody has one. We got about a minute here. Somebody has a stroke. What can be done? What technologically is available to them to overcome it?
Most important factor is get to the hospital fast. We've got intravenous clot busters that can open up blood vessels, and more recently, we've got sophisticated catheters that can go inside the brain and directly open those blocked arteries and reverse the signs and symptoms of stroke.
All right, so where do we go for more information?
www.stroke.nm.org. So again, stroke.nm.org. That's Northwestern Memorial Stroke Site, and there'll be a ton of good information for your listeners there.
Dr. Jerome, thank you very much. From the Northwestern University Memorial Hospital, 21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Say that.
I really don't. A lot to deal with.
What, Judy Collins?
Yes.
Why? I don't. What do you, why are you saying that?
I don't know. It's just, there's just a lot going on at the beginning of that song. Pardon me for making a comment.
Popular. No, I didn't mind making a comment. How educated it may be remains to be seen.
Look, it can be educated or not. I just speak from my heart, sir.
Really? Good thing I'm glad. I don't want to have your heart get caught in your throat. The singing of Judy Collins. And isn't it interesting how generationally I took offense to your saying that.
I know you did. Look at you.
And I, because I think Judy Collins is an important part of my musical life, as I listen to this, I am reminded of many good experiences that I had when I was much younger, and her music as it made. This song especially, I think, was popular when I was a disc jockey. And it was easy to talk. I don't know, there was something about it. She and Joni Mitchell both have versions of this song.
This is Joni Mitchell's song.
Yeah, right. But she just made singing.
It, yeah, she made it popular.
Right, she did.
Well, I think she won a Grammy for it, didn't she?
She did. 1975 is the song of the year, as a matter of fact. Anyway, Judy Collins is on our mind for a number of reasons, not the least of which is her outspokenness, her activist on mental health issues, because she's had a lot of trouble of her own. Her son committed suicide. She's had thoughts of that. She writes about it in her memoir, Sanity and Grace, A Journey of Suicide, Survival, and Strength. So, Jennifer, it's not exactly an upper. She's written another book called Cravings, How I Conquered Food. She was a compulsive. She got very heavy. Now she's quite thin. She also has had her problems. She was an addicted smoker. She would go from one to the next to the next. And you wonder how somebody can maintain a voice like that and still smoke as she used to. She's on the road with her one-time fling, Stephen Stills, from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, promoting a book and singing. She said, we've always kept in touch. Very interesting, because we have become much better friends than we were back in the good old days. We have a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. This is the same. James Brown and Carol King did this for a couple, 3 summers. Or are they still doing it? They went on the road together. They had, when they were younger, a relationship. And then they we're together. Same thing pretty much here as Skills and Collins.
I can't believe you yelled at me for snickering at this.
Why?
She sings Send in the Clowns.
Yeah. Well, that's another one of her very popular songs.
No one else,
songs.
Ladies, seriously, am I alone here and just being...
I mean, this is not my jam, but...
Okay. Thank you.
But she is very popular among many people who... The experience of many people listening to this program. So, here she talks about the problem from her perspective of suicide.
My story begins as the child of an alcoholic and a suicide survivor of my own attempt at 14. So that gives you, in a sense, of the work that was cut out for me. Depression was instrumental in that suicide attempt. And so I got into therapy when I was in my early 20s.
She also speaks about her depression.
I lost custody of my son in 1965, and my lawyer told me that the reason was that you were in therapy. Because literature, in those days, there was almost zero. And as years have gone by, there's more and more, and people are more able to talk about anything.
All right. So maybe there's an upper and a downer here, but she's been an important part of America's songbook. So I bring it to your attention. The book called Cravings, How I Conquered Food. Judy Collins on the DJV Experience at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car, make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Med's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk, We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Still a little upset.
Oh,
it's 34 after the hour.
Send in the clowns, Doug. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm taken back by the fervor of disrespect paid to me by my female colleagues on this program. It's the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen. I was telling a story, those of you who were here just a few minutes ago, the story of Judy Collins through music, and all I've gotten was barbs. And under the guise of me not showing respect for their quote-unquote music.
True so or not true?
Quote-unquote music?
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
And true or not true?
Which part of it is true or not
you
true?
You don't really show a lot of respect for our music either, do you?
That's not true. I
really?
Often say...
This is horrible. What a worm.
Yeah.
No, that's just Bieber, that's all.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Should I go and pull the three segments from yesterday that we did? Because I'm pretty sure there's proof in all of those.
I think that yesterday was New Music Monday, and I think I said that I liked
did,
all three
like
of those songs.
But then we did a Bill Murray story, and that was
yep.
not good.
Bill Murray's he sucks anyway.
Yep, there, yep, there we go.
There you go.
Well, so, but Bill Murray's from my era, not you.
No, Bill Murray is like our cultural icon. Everyone,
really?
He's a national treasure. Everyone
really?
Loves Bill Murray.
Really?
Except you.
Yeah. Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger. That's what you go back to the days
everybody
of Saturday Night Live.
I was wondering, since Jen was being quiet.
I know. I'm like, really?
Okay, so you and Doug are the only two.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm gender neutral on Bill Murray. Like, I can't say I dislike him, and I can't say I overly love him. You know, he's Bill Murray.
Enough said. Okay. Yeah. Complete this sentence, please, Jennifer. We'll start with you. Okay. My greatest strength is?
My charm and charisma.
And she laughs after it herself. Maybe I should.
Yep.
Actually, you know what I should probably do? This exercise, I should probably turn around. Victoria, what do you think Jennifer's greatest strength is?
Clearly, the ability to laugh at herself.
Well, I think that's true.
No, it is true. No, she has a wonderful sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, Jennifer, what do you think Victoria's greatest strength is?
I think Victoria is very passionate. I think she, when she commits to something, I think she's all in. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I would say that's a pretty good thing.
All right, Kara, what do you think my greatest strength is?
Take your time.
Singing.
He's punctual.
He's
no,
punctual?
We can't really give him punctual. No, no, he's...
I can count on you if things are going screwy on this side to make it sound like they're not going screwy to people listening. How about that? When I'm freaking out over here, you're not freaking out on air most of the time.
Well, okay.
And I appreciate
that. Professional. All right, so then my turn would be to turn, if I'm giving, we're all taking sort of part in this, if I were to say, if I were completing the sentence, Kara's greatest strength is her maturity at her age.
It feels a little bit like a backhanded compliment.
No,
but
it's
I'll
not.
Take it.
No,
I think you're very mature for you're a kid, and you're very mature in the ways that are important to be able to pull off this job and work with the rest of us. I think that's a very important
skill. I would say Kara is conscientious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
very
professional. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go. Okay. So we've taken care of that. I just like these exercises sometimes. They may go somewhere, but the reason that I ask these questions of the ladies is that you can do the same thing. Think about this when you think about your spouse, for example. What's his or her greatest strength? What about your children? What are their greatest strengths? What's your boss's greatest strength? If you're a boss, what is your greatest strength? These are all meant, these are reflective questions that are brought about because I think about this stuff every day. I want to. I'm always analyzing what's going on here, what's going on my farm, what's going on in my life. And I am a great believer in strength. I believe in strength of character. I believe in strength of emotion, mental strength, physical strength. Spiritual strength, all those things are very important to me, and they play a role in my daily life. And so sometimes I turn these things around so that perhaps you can reflect on them, and they will mean something to you. I hope that's the case anyway. That's the exercise here. A couple of items that affect the teenagers or the families of teenagers. The first is the story of a 13-year-old girl. Remember this from last month, faked her death in a prank on Facebook page that she had, and her boyfriend committed suicide because he thought she'd committed suicide?
Oh, right. I do.
Did you remember that story? How is it that these sorts of things, and maybe the reason I'm reflecting back on it is to have us think a little bit about what you're teaching your children. Or are you taking an active role? Or are you giving over how your children grow up to things or factors that you have no control over, i.e. social media? How many of you are just giving over the controls to a nameless, faceless object or being that is oftentimes just full of crazy stuff? We all talk about cyberbullying and the pranks that peers play on the other teenagers. This was the ultimate example of that. I think about how, and I don't want this to become the old guy versus the young whippersnappers, because I'm using this stuff myself. I find the tool, admittedly, very handy. I find myself liking the iPhone. I enjoy having it with me. I use it as a tool all day long. in every part, every aspect. I don't ask myself, gee, how'd I get along without it before I had it? But I do find myself, when I don't have it, missing it. But I don't miss some of the things about it that are being taken and misused. And I don't know how to teach. I don't have to teach anybody anymore because my children are grown, other than maybe the stuff that I expose people to on this program. But, ladies, you're all about to have, at some point in time, you'll have children of your own and bring children. Even though I'm not invited to Victoria's wedding, she's going to get married and have a child at some point in time. I'll acknowledge
that.
I
won't
be
invited to that either.
Well, right. So how do you think about this? My daughter and I have this conversation all the time about Miles and what he's going to be exposed to and how you keep him from going. He is never, he knows, he sees, there's a little video about 20 seconds long on trains that he's seen. That's the most he's seen on any device.
I'll take a crack at this one. I mean, I think in looking at kids that you cannot avoid technology. If you avoid technology with them, they become kind of social pariahs. So you let them have the technology, but you require that you still have, it's all about timing. I mean, it's all about how much time you spend with technology and how much time you spend with real human people. And I think getting kids involved with either a charity from an early age, helping people, you know, keeping them talking with adults and with other kids instead of just devices all the time, I think that plays a big role. But for the case of this girl who faked her suicide on social media, as much as I love to blame social media for things, I can't for that, because this is something that teenagers have been doing forever. I'm going to kill myself if you break up with me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they try to see what the other reaction is. And maybe it's just that this was another form for them to do this, but this kind of, that's teenage behavior. I'm not trying to write it off. It's very serious. Obviously, a kid ends up dead. But those are the kind of tests that teenagers do to each other.
Yeah,
it's
and
so crazy.
Jen mentioned earlier, it was a different subject, but you were talking about how your parents kind of taught you how to take a step back and how to think about things and not necessarily do things right away without thinking about it. And I think that's something that parents have to do, is you have to teach your kids how to step back from the situation and how to critically think and how to think for themselves. Because I think so many kids with social media, they see something and they immediately take it for fact. And that's how they're duped by fake accounts. I was reading a horrible article the other day about fake celebrity accounts trying to get nude pictures or graphic pictures from little kids. And they fall for it because they think it's their celebrity crush, and they think that they, you know, want to be in a relationship or something with them, which seems terrible. So obvious as an adult that obviously it's not true. But when you're a kid, if you don't have those critical thinking skills and your parents haven't taught you that, I just think that you have to teach people to think for themselves and not immediately jump into something.
And I also think that, to add on to that, Kara, I think you're absolutely right, but there also has to be a dialogue where a kid has enough self-confidence and freedom to go to talk to their parents and say, hey, this happened to me online. Is this really Bill Murray? You know, like, is this really the person that is, you know, and have that communication line open, where a lot of kids are afraid to talk to their parents about things. And I think that might be the only good thing about the new, like, you know, feel your feelings generation, is that there is an open dialogue, and that's essential, I think, to navigating social media now.
Yeah. I think this is a very important conversation. Thank you for coming around to it. Sports news. Biff and Biff will be up next here. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges,
That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
GEICO. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
47 after the hour, Biff and Biff are here. Biff Keelan and Biff Horn. Biff Keelan's got the story from Baltimore about how wonderful it can be to pay attention to what's going on other than on the field. This is one of those great stories.
Yeah, it really is. There's a little boy who's 14. He's a brain cancer survivor. His name's TJ, I believe it's Onwuanibe, and he is a big, big Baltimore Ravens super fan. And so through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he requested that he get to meet the Baltimore Ravens. He didn't say really much more than that. He just said he wants to meet some of the players from his favorite team. So on this year's upcoming NFL draft night, he'll be in Philadelphia to announce the biggest decision of his favorite team's offseason. He's actually going to get to read Baltimore's first round pick, thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and Coach Harbaugh. And that's a big deal, because that's typically not given over to fans or, you know, people of the public. So it's going to be a really exciting night for him. Coach John Harbaugh surprised TJ with the news while he was at a school assembly. The whole school was sitting in their auditorium, and a giant screen flashed on, and there was Coach Harbaugh telling TJ that his wish had been granted. And it was a really cute moment. The whole school erupted in cheering for him. So he is very, very excited to meet his favorite team and to read the first round draft pick, which is a big deal.
That's sweet.
That's cool.
Okay. Serena Williams, the focal point of something not so cool, but it's not her fault, Jennifer.
Yeah, so we know Serena Williams announced just recently that she's pregnant. She seems very excited about it. She posted a sweet note to her unborn baby yesterday, and her fiance, Alexis Ohanian, they posted a cute baby announcement. Serena also had to post a response on social media yesterday to Romanian tennis official,
Look at
the tennis. You should have done this story. Tennis illiterate. Who made comments about her pregnancy that are being investigated by the International Tennis Federation. At a news conference on Saturday to preview the matches, Romania's captain said of her baby due in the fall, let's see what color it is. Chocolate with milk. Yeah, would that go over very well here? Not so much. Williams responded saying, it disappoints me to know we live in a society where people can make such racist comments towards myself, an unborn child, and sexist comments against my peers. What a dumb thing to say. And can you imagine if that happened here? Woo, crazy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
After the hour on the DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. If you are interested, well, this is normally the time I have Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, but he's at the National Association of Broadcasters annual or semi-annual convention in Las Vegas. And for some reason or other, when he's on the East Coast, it's easy for him to get up. But when he's on the West Coast, he doesn't seem to be able to find the quality of life that lets him, like Jennifer and I, when we're on the, Jennifer's there every day, she's up 3 o'clock ready to go. I'm up at one something or other in the morning when I'm on the West Coast. But some of these people, man, they just are, they can't
slackers.
Handle it. Yeah. So I have another ace up my sleeve and you'll find out what it is in a moment here.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Tommy the K, if he were here, I was going to ask him, Victoria, about what's going on in our bathroom, your bathroom. The EPA is continuing to roll back environmental regulations, and the usual political aspirants are taking the opposite approach. And so somewhere in the middle, it probably is a happy medium. But there are things in your bathroom other than what you leave in your toilet that may be dangerous. There are a lot of things, actually, that you can buy at the supermarket or the drugstore that are just plain bad. And so my philosophy here, one of my jobs, I think, Victoria, our job is to bring to people information that they can use to make their life better. It doesn't have to be the government. It can be just through education that you learn about things. The smartest thing to do, and maybe I don't know which came first here, the government and its involvement in our lives because we weren't able to, according to them, figure out what's best for us in our lives, or did the government start it, or did we, by not doing anything, require or sort of make it obvious that the government had to step in and say, okay, you folks, you're making a mistake. I believe that it is part of our job to help educate people by suggesting in this circumstance, they look at the label. Now, if there's something on a label of any product, whether you eat it or use it in your home, and you don't know what it is and you can't pronounce it, I won't buy it.
That's a good rule of thumb. It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard to do, though, because, you know, I mean, there's so much bad stuff in everything. And when you say bathroom, we're not talking about plumbing, just to clarify. We're talking about shampoo and beauty products.
Yeah, we're talking about things
that
you use, cream, shampoos, toothpaste, soap.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff around that's just plain bad for you.
It is, yeah.
And so I say to you that the best thing to do is look at the label. It's your body. It's your life. So if you're putting high concentrations of these chemicals into your body, it's like drinking water. I will not drink town water. I'm putting a well in. I had a well at the other house, and I'm putting a well in the new house because I just don't want to drink what I know is in the water. I know what they put in it.
Yeah.
That's my decision because I've educated myself. Most people say, okay, water is water. No, it's not.
No.
It isn't.
No,
and that's the same with food. Food is food. No, it's not. Cleaners are cleaners. No, it's not. And that's why they have all of these at the Whole Foods or stores like that. They have aisle after aisle of different kinds of environmentally friendly cleaners. The reason they're called environmentally friendly is because they don't do harm to the environment. If they're doing harm to the environment, what are they doing to you? Look at what you are using on your body and in your body. If you can't understand what the words are in the ingredients, don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.